It's only been 3 days, but it feels like it's been weeks. Not recorded any audio boo because I've just not been in the mood to record life and stuff because things are shit right now, to be quite honest. Up to my neck in paperwork, bills, debts, issues with keeping the house, getting rid of the house, trying to get a decent internet connection into the middle of Nowheresville, not having money to be able to go and have a look at a fiber village, not having enough money to pay my broadband or hosting for a couple of my projects. So things are pretty tight, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, really. I've started to look for different kinds of jobs instead of IT, just basic Christmassy stuff leading up to Christmas, because obviously I've got to buy Christmas buy presents for Ella and have a reasonably decent Christmas. I know I'm going to be hugging a bottle of whiskey at some point over Christmas, but I've got too much to do before then. Before then. I haven't got around to do my day one for video blogging month yet. I think it's going to be sort of all mismatched. I don't know how it's going to work. There's a few projects that I'd like to get 4 or 5 video bloggers involved in to do with the Blue Next headset, so that they can get a free sample headset and do a little video associated around that, which I love to get the video footage off 5 video bloggers and splice it together for them. What else? Doing a lot of walking, doing a lot of running, doing a lot of modification with Posterous and Tumblr. Really loving getting back into, you know, pixel pushing in Photoshop. Not necessarily design, but building up nice little templates and systems that cross over. So I've been messing around with Posterous plus the Responder API in terms of having a block of media and make it a lot more. Picking up some advice off a few people that said, you know, I've been to your site and done this and it does that, but, you know, the generational thing, I think, almost, in terms of the information and the way it's displayed. So I'm trying to demystify that and also make it a lot more simplistic at the same time, because I really like the simplistic approach of Tumblr and Posterous, especially Posterous right now because of the email. It's almost like I've rediscovered email because of it. I pretty much put email on the side because it's nowhere near as fast as Twitter, but the ability to not have any stress, like content management systems in general, WordPress and movable type, the entry path for, you have to go, okay, I'm making a concerted effort to make a post. You have to log in, click here, do this, press that, edit this. Whereas it's the destination, if it's fast to the destination, one click or two clicks and you're done, you're more likely to do it. It just, I don't know why, but maybe it's the speed of information that we're absorbing and engaging in and pushing out there, almost these really micro snippets of stuff. And maybe you get used to the idea of that. If it takes any longer than what you'd expect of, say, putting a post in for Twitter, then it needs to be that sort of speed. And I'm sure there is something lost in doing that, but I've found that I really like the ability to type stuff off offline, add things to it. For instance, all of the audio gravity stuff that I'm catching up on after this, I've put all that into a template with all the HTML links, and I've even got micropayment stuff in there and customized background for the player. And it means I could just drag and drop, and it's sort of like a 2 or 3 phase way to be able to publish stuff out there. And I've got it down to pretty much a fine art now. It takes a little bit more time than it did before, but I think once I'm back on track on the daily basis, it'll probably take 45 minutes to do a day's post, 5-10 minutes to record it, 10-15 minutes to get the entry all put together and the links put together. And then, you know, just monitoring the tracking on it, any comments on it, because you like to follow up with people straight away once you've posted it, because people tend to scan stuff. You know, oh, this is cool, I'll read about it later. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've just trying to keep myself busy, really. Been applying for a hell of a lot of jobs, which are, you know, stupid, some absolutely stupid jobs out there at the moment. Things like, and really good ones that would be useful for me, like web optimization, SEO guy, but they want you to pay £2,500 up front to train you. So I've gone back to the job centre and said, look, you know, I'm looking for a job. I haven't got money to get training for this job. What can you help me with? Can you help me sort that out? Then there was something over in Nottingham the other week to do with kitchen designing, which I thought, if it's got a computer involved, I'm not bothered, I'll do it. And they phoned me back saying, oh, no, no, we train you offline. We do it all via paperwork and everything else. And we don't use computers for the layout. So I was like, okay, I'm not really into that. And then all the other stuff that I've been applying for is, you know, like school tutoring and things. But I need to have previous experience working with groups of kids. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff that I need to do before I can do other stuff, which has always been the case in my life, to be honest, is there's always been some hurdle that I needed to jump through first before I got some sort of satisfaction with it. I'm well behind with trying to get stuff done for Uvu. I'm well behind with ammo box stuff. It's just free fall at the moment, and I'm just sort of trying to navigate the tsunami that is my life at the moment. But I'm all right mentally. I think I've reached a plateau, and I've analysed it and formulated it, and I've looked at it from all sort of different angles and said to myself, you know what, just fucking live. You've got one life, you've got a beautiful daughter, you've got a partner who loves you, and you just need to just keep going. It's a very difficult time. For people who've got jobs and people who've got money, I'm sure they've not really noticing it. They hear about it, but it's just a little blip on their radar. I think it depends on your geography as well, where you are in the country, because it's pretty miserable up this end, I would have said. Also, the house is doing my head in. You know, I really, really wish I had rented 2 years ago, not bought. Or should I say, we wish we'd rented, not bought. Because then we could have just walked away from this, and it would have been amazing to be able to walk away from it. It would have been great to go up to Blackburn today to see this fibre install. I'm really super excited about fibre installation, rural villages, the knock-on effect of having a big chunky feed in the middle of the countryside. I have put a separate project about raising money for that, but I need to get my posterous API thing working first before I can do another theme to raise awareness for that. But it's coming together. Right, recording audio gravity.